See, the beginning of Kashrus Ben Doscha, let's say. Lon is bar ali lama nichamo bahadlakas aneros. Lon nichamo victorus bulk of olerev sheshibchu bo sheshib sheshvalcho bo hakosuv yasimu ktar ba pecha. Ubechol hakabanos b'minchas chavidun ubavodas yamikvum sheinakshere elabo b'nechnas lefnai v'lefnim b'shu kedosh Hashem omed behechol l'shos l'barach b'shmo b'shifto kulam l'shos elokeinu. Ve'od man tam v'chalishas hadas hazal havalo kubano godu mashal nesiyim shehikri bayan mahem kubano sabe kol yimei miluim v'imtom ashayu chovo v'nitztavu b'hem v'chol shodaito al shalo hikri v'nadova kumohoim v'chanukas hamizbeach gam hadlokas haneru shenichamo b'al chovo v'nitztavu alehu avul inyan ha-hagoda hazal Lidrash Bemez Min HaParsha Al Chanuka Shal Neros Shehoysa Bebayashene Al Yidei Aaron Uvonov Ritzoni Loma Chashmonoi Kohen Gadol Uvonov So the Ramban, who most of the homophobic, the Ramban provokes a question by saying that the Chanukah Shel Neros, when Hidliku Neros b'chatzos kachacha, hoisa b'bayi shene ide Aaron Obonov. So that formulation obviously provokes the question. Well, I mean, Aaron HaKohen is long since in Olam Emes by Yesheni, when the story of Chanukah unfolds. So what does the Ramban mean that the Chanukah Shel Neros Shehoisa b'Bayi Yesheni in the story of Chanukah was at the Aaron Uvanov? So whom Mosev la? He provokes the question, but whom Mefarek la? Right, the Ramban right away, before you can release too much cortisol, so the Ramban right away comes to your rescue. And he says, "Ritzoni loma chashmonoi kohen gadol ubanav." When I say Aaron ubanav, I mean that it's hinting to the fact that the kohen gadol will play a role. That it won't just be shifto shel Aaron, but it'll be dafka the kohen gadol. So how is that Aaron ubanav? So it's like this: the Torah says. How does the pasuk go? I think it's the pasuk in Parshas Tzav by Minchas Chavitin, v'hakohen something tachto mibano v'yasa osa. Does someone have the pasuk tachto mibano v'yasa osa? How does the pasuk go? What's the lashon of pasuk? Again, good. That's it. One more time, please. Right. So the Kohen Gadol is makriv minchas chavitin daily. Right. All are the kohenim that they're makriv once when they're nichnas to do avoda. But the Kohen Gadol is makriv daily. But the way that Torah refers to the Kohen Gadol is the one who's tachtov mibonav, the one who's the memale mokum of Aaron HaKohen. So you see, you have the same lashon in the Ato Konanto Avod. Again, there are two main nuschos of the Avod, Avod Hashem Kippurim, that is said, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. Nusach Sfarad says the Ato Konanto. So in Ato Konanto, you have a line, something that the Tachas Aharon Yamod, something the Shares. Maybe Migizo or something. Tachas Aaron, is that on the computer also? The Avodah Yom Kippur? The Ato Konanto? Has to be a Nusach Sfarad computer, though. No, no, Nusach Ashkenaz computer.
Tachas
Aaron, Migizo, Yamo, the Tachas Aaron, Migizo, Yamo, the So we would have thought, what do you mean Tachas Aaron? Avodah Yom Kippurim is then is requires Kohen Gadol. So no, the Lashon is, no, the emes is, the position of Kohen Gadol was given to Aaron HaKohen. What do you mean? We have a Kohen Gadol throughout the doors? Yeah, but because he's the Mali Mokum of Aaron. That's the way the Torah presents it, right? That's what the Mashmos is in Parshas Tzav, and that's what's reflected in the Avodah also. Tachas Aaron Migizo Yamad L'Shoris. That's what this Ramban is saying also. Ramban is saying, you Aaron HaKohen, you're going to be involved in the Chanukah Bimei Bayesheni, because the Kohen Gadol, it's not the Pshat, okay, so Aaron died, and now we have a new Kohen Gadol. So if his sons are Ro'oi, so we'll go be Yerusha, but No, Kohuna Gadol was given to Aaron, and Al Pidin, the whoever is serving as Kohen Gadol is serving as Aaron's replacement. It's not the pshat that since Aaron is now an Olam Emes, so you have now someone else is a Kohen Gadol. No, he's there as Tachtov Mibonov. He's there as the replacement, as the Mamala Mokom, as the stand-in for Aaron HaKohen. That's what this Ramban is saying also. The same Yisod. Avol inyan ha-hagadah hazol lidrosh remez ben ha-parsha al chanukah shel nerah shehoysa b'bay yishen ha-idei Aaron uvonov. Ritzoni lo machashmonoi kohen gadol uvonov. Ubaloshon hazeh going to the Ramban, that's why you have to know what the Pshat is going to the Rambam also, because the Rambam also highlights it, right? But in Alanisim, so Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochan, and Kohen Gadol, Chashmonoi Yivonov. So we highlight the fact that he was Kohen Gadol. Now, it's true that it was Kohen Gadol, but I don't know. He was a certain height also, and it doesn't say that in Alanisim, how tall was Matisyahu? It doesn't say in Alanisim. It's not relevant how tall he is. So it's true that he was Kohen Gadol, but if it's not relevant that he was Kohen Gadol, then we shouldn't be, we wouldn't mention it. So it's clear that it's relevant that to the story of Hanukkah that Matisyahu ben Yochanan and Kohen Gadol. So that's what this Ramban says. No, because it was promised to Aaron HaKohen that you will have a chelek in what's going to happen, Bimei Mayasheni. The Rambam also highlights it, right? The Rambam we read yesterday in Parag Gimel Halacha Aleph, that Bnei Chashmonoi Kohanim Gedolim, the Rambam. But I know of what the Pshat is within the Rambam. V'loshen hazeh mitzalsiyah b'megillah storm l'rabbeinu nisim shehizkeh ha'agadah hazeh v'omar v'isi V'isi b'midrash kevin she'kriv v'shem osu shvatim l'hikriv she'b'lev v'chulu. V'chanuka shekruya al shemam. V'hi chanuka as b'nei chashmona. U'l'fichlach ismach parshas zol. The parshas chanuka sam mizbeach. Ad kan l'shono. So it's true that the psukim in parshas ba'aloscha are talking about mitzvahs halakas menorah and mikdash. But by placing the psukim here, right after Parshas Noso, which talks about the Chanukah Samishkan, it's hinting to a future Chanukah of the Mikdash that will be, that Aaron Ubanov will be responsible for. Lech emor le'aron, al tisyarei le'gedol le'mizah osatom muchan. Ha'korbanos kol zman shebeis ha'mikdash kayim hein no'agin, aval ha'neros le'olam el mul p'nei ha'menorah ye'iru. V'chol ha'bracha shenasati l'chol avarech ezbonai einan betelen le'olam. V'hinei dover yodua shekshein beis ha'mikdash kayim v'ha'korbanos betelen m'nei chorbanu, af ha'neros betelos. So what are Chazal referring to? But it's clear. Aval ramzu el neros Chanukas chashmonoi shehi noheges af la'acha churban begoloseinu v'chein birkas kohanim hasmucha l'chanukas hanesiyim noheges la'olam darshu smucha l'chanukas hanesiyim milfaneu me'la'achareha b'chvado shel Aaron shel nimno imohim. So it's clear, according it's really the Medrash. It's Chazal. The Ramban is saying Pshat and explaining it to us. For the first sugya in the sugyas of Chanukah, whether mutar or asur l'shtamish la'orah. So there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Baal HaMor. So we pass an osur l'shtamish la'orah. So the question is, what that isser is based on? So Rashi says, because if you're mishtamish la'orah, so then haroeh omer letzorka hu da'adloka, and it will undercut the pesumei nisa. It has to be that you don't use it for your own personal use, and in that way, it's clear. No, that this is here to broadcast a message. It's not here just to provide the illumination. And that's how Rashi understands why the Gemara later tells us that the Gemara has to tell us later that a tashmish shall arai to do something very passing, such as lahartzos ma'os, is also lahartzos ma'os kenegin Chanukah, because I would have thought, I mean, how long does it take? You take a bill out of your pocket, and you want to look to see whether it's a $10 bill or whether it's a $5 bill. So it takes half a second to look. So that type of usage wouldn't detract from that kind of tashmish al arai, wouldn't interfere with the pesumei nisa, but shelo yu mitzvos bezuyos alav. And ein hachanami, if you would have a tashmish arai which wasn't bezuya, so it would be. But the Baal HaMor says no, it's a machlokes hasugyos. And when it says also the shtamish la'orah, because Chazal modeled Ne'er Chanukah on the Neres HaMenorah. That's how the Baal HaMor says pshat. The Rav Zuchan Levachi used to say that the Masachah Sofrim supports the Baal HaMor. HaNeres HaLol Kodeshim. Right? Rashi thinks the two Gemaras shtim. The Gemara says v'chinei kedusha yeshba, and the Masachah Sofrim says yeah, haneros lo kodeshem. What does it mean kodeshem? So he said no, because the Masachah Sofrim clearly supports the Baal HaMor that the view of also l'shtamish la'orah. Again, ve'ein lanu rishus l'shtamish b'hem el l'rosim bilvad means not any hishtamshus whatsoever. Because the Ne'er Chanukah is modeled on the Ne'er Shebe Mikdash. So according to the Ramban, the reason for that is because the Nechanukah is like an extension of Neir Shabbat Mikdash. That's what this Medrash is saying. That Mitzvah's Nechanukah is an extension of Neir Shabbat Mikdash. And that's the consolation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Aaron HaKohen and says, not only will you be involved in, will you and your descendants be involved in the daily avodah and mikdash, but you'll have something which even endures. You're going to have an avodah that endures. You'll be responsible. Again, obviously, Hadlokas Nechanik is not limited to Kohanim, but you'll be responsible for the mitzvahs Hadlokas Nechanik, which endures even la'achar, when even b'chorban. Okay. Right, so there is more to about the Ramban, but maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow. So maybe we'll pick up with this Ramban again tomorrow.